The 61st Annual Primetime Emmy Awards for Excellence in Television will be given out tonight. Less noticed were the Creative Arts Emmys awarded last Saturday. In the new category of Short Format Live Action Entertainment Program, the Golden Statue went to a show that was created specifically to be seen online.
For every day, there is a night. For every world, there is an underworld. And for every hero, there's this guy.
What?
Dr. Horrible's Sing-Along Blog is a 43-minute web musical about the life of an aspiring supervillain played by Neil Patrick Harris, who incidentally is the host of tonight's Emmy broadcast. The creator of Dr. Horrible is Joss Whedon. This is his first Emmy award, although he had been nominated for his other creation, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Joss Whedon is on the phone from his office in Los Angeles. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
This is the first Emmy to be awarded to a web program. Did the nomination and the win come as a surprise to you?
A little bit. Didn't expect to win an Emmy for something that had never been on TV.
Yeah. You created this during the writer's strike, right?
That's right.
What were you trying to prove?
Well, I was trying to prove very simply that people could create stuff that didn't look like it was shot in their backyard, that wasn't a cute kitten, that we could do this without the giant corporations who are squashing us under their heel, and that everybody could get paid.
Well, you said you had the idea before you decided to go and do it for the web. What exactly was the inspiration for the plot and these characters and the fact that you wanted to make a musical?
Well, I had thought about doing a sort of musical podcast as a way to just start writing songs again. Then I came up with the character of Dr. Horrible and thought, well, here's a guy whose diary or blog would be fun to have. And when the strike hit, a lot of us started talking about creating content for the web, and I had a few meetings up in Silicon Valley, and I had a few things to pitch that I thought would be very friendly to them, and then I had, and here's something you'll never buy, a musical about a supervillain. And when it became clear that those people weren't really going to come through during the strike, I just, you know, hunkered down and raised the money myself, and then sort of really fleshed it into the piece it was with my brothers and my future sister-in-law who wrote it with me.
How did the actors that you approached, I mean, Neil Patrick Harris and Nathan Fillion, who was in Firefly, one of your other creations, I mean, when you approached them with the idea that, hey, we're going to do a web musical, what was their reaction?
Their reaction was to say yes before I could even tell them what it was about.
The day Dr. Horrible premiered online, the internet crashed.
That is the way it must always be remembered by America, because we were too cheap to pay for enough bandwidth is not quite as legendary sounding.
Well, you're working on the second season of Dollhouse.
Yes.
So you are busy, but there's not going to be a second season for Dr. Horrible?
Well, I don't know if I'd call it a season, but we definitely want to pursue the story more. That's an absolute. We've talked about different ways to do that, whether it would be another, you know, three-act, 45-minute piece, or whether it would be something bigger, what medium it would be. And right now we're just writing with the idea of, well, what's the next thing we'd like to see these characters do? Where we see them do it, we'll figure out later.
Joss Whedon, who just won his first Emmy Award for his online creation, Dr. Horrible's Sing-Along Blog. The web musical is now available on DVD. Joss, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
So that's, you know, coming along.